Welcome back in. Preds Insiders, Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe, live from the Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. If you're just getting in your car, the Nashville Predators have parted ways with Peter LaViolette and Kevin McCarthy. No head coach has been named for now. We will see if anything leaks before David Poyle's 11:45 a.m. press conference tomorrow. Joining us now here on Preds Insiders, Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe, is Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. Elliot, thank you so much on short notice for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, guys. These are wild days, and you're always expected to be on call. I won't even charge you guys for this one, okay, Ryan? this is a freebie. Okay?
That sounds good. So how shocked were you that the Preds did this now?
I was surprised. I mean, I've had a chance to watch them a lot. Obviously, last week on Wednesday, they were the only game in town, so we watched them. And I couldn't watch Saturday's game against the Kings, but I watched all of last night's against the Ducks. And, you know, the two games I watched this week, they were concerning games. You know, the one with Dallas, you got up early. When they pushed back, you guys just didn't have an answer. And, you know, I've been around long enough over the years, teams tell me when you don't have pushback, that's trouble, especially in big games. And that was like a big game, though. The outdoor game, the focus was on you, the Corey Perry hit on Ellis. There was, you know, the emotion was stirred up. And, you know, last night, Anaheim's a team that's really struggling, and you had chances to put them out of that game. And then you fought your way back into it and couldn't take it. It just didn't look right. And early in the year, I wasn't too worried about it because you guys had games in hand. But you just reach a point where you say, okay, like, you know, we can't have this go this way anymore. And, you know, I think you always wonder. Last week, David Poyle says, I'm not contemplating a coaching change at this time. Whenever you have the words at this time at the end, you're sitting there and you're going, okay, what does that mean? I didn't think it would be this quick. I have to say, that says to me that, you know, whatever he was looking to do with the roster, he couldn't do, and you have to make a change, and this is the easier change.
Well, you bring up the roster, Elliot, and one thing that we mentioned last segment was there really isn't much you can do in terms of shaking up this roster, especially with some of the bad contracts that it appears the Predators now have on the books. Do you think that is a big reason why this move was made?
Probably. I mean, the thing is, look, you're not trading Josi, you're not trading Ellis, you're not trading Ekholm. I don't think you're trading Johansson. You're not trading Forsberg. I don't think you're trading Duchesne. Like, at that point in time, like, who are you trading where you can make a difference? And, you know, I said last week on your show, I mean, everybody knows they've had Turris out there. They've had Craig Smith out there. I don't know for sure, but I suspect they've had Granlund out there. You know, the one guy you have on your roster that I think would be really intriguing for a lot of teams, but I'm not convinced you want to do it, is Nick Bonino. But you're not making that trade while you're still thinking we're in it to win it. Like, you know, when David Poyle says we might be a seller, that's when you think about making that trade. But you're making a coaching change because you're still in it to win it, and you're not trading Nick Bonino when you're in that mode.
Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet is here with us on Preds Insider. Okay, so let's get into some potential names. The one that pops out to me that's at the top of my list is Peter DeBoer. He's out there. We've talked to you before, Elliot, that, you know, for the right fit, he would take a job midseason. What do you think? Is he the right fit for the Predators, or do you have another name?
I think he's a great coach. Now, I have, when this happens, you start sending out, like, a spray of text messages and phone calls. And, like, I probably have about 50 of them out there, and I'm sure there's, like, one guy I've texted six times. But the one response I got is, to this point, no contact between DeBoer and the Predators. Now, that doesn't mean – now, there's two things that could happen at this point in time. Number one, it could simply mean they haven't done it. And number two, somebody could be fibbing to me because guys don't want to say something that they can't say. But at this point in time, it doesn't look like there's been any contact. Again, that doesn't mean it can't change. So that's number one. I do think that DeBoer would be a great choice. I think he's a great head coach, and I think he'd be really good for your guys. The other one that jumps into my head, and we've talked about this before too, is John Hines. There's a connection there with Jeff Kelty, the assistant general manager. There's also a USA Hockey connection there with David Poyle. And, you know, plus also he worked in Jersey. David Poyle and Ratio are tight. Shiro would give him probably a good recommendation. He's another name I'm coming in. I'm sure I'm missing people. I mean, there have been five. This is the sixth coaching change already of the year. But those were the two that jumped right up at me. You know, I don't think it's always the reason that David Poyle does things, but he believes strongly in U.S. hockey, and you always have to look for those connections because of it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And here's another connection to that, because a lot of people on Twitter immediately go to Phil Housley, who spent a long time here as an assistant coach, was fired in Buffalo, now with the Arizona Coyotes. And I know it's it doesn't always happen where you have a current assistant that moves up, but is he an option?
You know, he could be. I did check that. I haven't heard of any requests to speak to Housley. You know, the one thing I will say is this, is it's very rare, almost never happens, for teams for that to allow that in midseason. You know, it doesn't happen. Well, I shouldn't say it can happen, but it's very rare to happen. You know, Arizona, I checked with them early in the year to ask how Housley was doing, and they were very happy because their power play was going well. I haven't checked it recently, so I don't know where it is. But, you know, that's a team that's in it to make the playoffs. They're in second place in their division. If Housley's doing a good job with their power play, it seems to me to be extremely unlikely that they let him go during the year. But stranger things have happened, no question.
Elliot Friedman here with us from Sportsnet on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Elliot, final thing for you. Would you categorize this as a desperate move by the Preds?
Well, I think so. I think it shows that, you know, here you are, you're halfway through your year, and I didn't think you guys expected to be in this position where we all know it's tough to make the playoffs, but I think we all expected, and your organization expected, to be looking at down at the bar as opposed to up at the bar. So I think it is a bit of desperation. Plus also, you're dealing with a general manager who doesn't do this, right? So for him to do it, I think it shows you what a serious thing this is. You know, somebody else just texted me, by the way, and another name they kind of mentioned was, I don't know if David Poyle has any connections there, is Mike Vellucci in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. You know, he's a guy I think who can go during the year. They must be down in Nashville because they're listening online because they sent me that note. But, you know, getting back to your question I would say this, that it is a desperate move because it's a move that David Poyle wouldn't normally do.
Elliot Friedman on short notice. Thank you so much for joining us on Preds Insiders. And we will see what happens here in the next few hours and tomorrow morning when David Poyle meets the media.
I'll tell you this, the whole to-be-announced thing for the head coach, that has the hockey world buzzing tonight. There's like some big games up in Canada tonight, Montreal, Winnipeg, and Toronto, Edmonton, and everybody is loving this like TVA thing, all the guesses going around. It's certainly created some buzz. There's no question about that.
That is for sure. Thank you so much, Elliot.
Take care, guys.
Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. Chase, what did you make of what Elliot had to say there?
Well, you can tell that he's one of the most connected people in NHL media, and he's shocked. And he's you know, this is all new, and he's trying to figure it out and text his sources to figure out who it's going to be. I think what he just said there at the end of the TBA being listed as the head coach for the Nashville Predators, I mean, it's rocking the hockey world right now, because as we started the show with, most of the times when this happens and the team makes it official and sends the announcement out, they have who the interim is. They don't have it right now, mm-hmm. which tells me that David Poyle is on the phone, working behind the scenes, talking to people. That's why, I mean, I'm not saying it's not going to be Carl Taylor as an interim coming up, but I feel like it's another name whether it's DeBoer or John Hines is an interesting one, or somebody else that we haven't mentioned.
Coming up next, 615-737-1025, if you want to call in and offer your thoughts on Peter Laviolette being fired by the Nashville Predators this evening just under an hour ago. If you want to call in and weigh in, we'll take a segment of your calls before we get to Robbie Stanley of NHL.com. But, Chase, there were two recent instances that had me doubting that Peter Laviolette was going to last at least beyond this season or even much longer. I will get to that next. This is Preds Insiders live from the Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game.